Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. A Pacific storm out west drenched parts of California with record-setting rain, leaving roads flooded and tens of thousands of households without power on New Year's Eve. At this hour, roughly 57,000 people are without power in California, 23,000 in Nevada. Downtown San Francisco recorded 5.75 inches of rain on Saturday. That's the city's highest total in more than 170 years. As China is blowing up with record-breaking COVID infections, the communist country is allowing their people to travel the world. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo warned America Sunday, Chinese President Xi Jinping could rapidly spread COVID-19 again across the globe. Mike is calling for a block of Chinese flights into America to prevent another outbreak. Robert Charles, former naval intelligence officer on Fox, agrees.
Mike Pompeo is right. We need to be protecting American people. And the Biden administration, whether it's DHS or state or the White House itself, needs to be thinking hard about how do you protect American people in advance of this having to become another epidemic here.
Republican outrage over the facts in the Twitter files released by Elon Musk is front and center when House Republicans plan a new Judiciary Committee with the working name Select Subcommittee on the Weaponization of the Federal Government. The GOP takes the House majority when the new Congress opens Tuesday at noon Eastern. Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva was inaugurated on Sunday, capping a return to Brazil's presidency 12 years after leaving office and less than 2 years after the corruption convictions that sent him to prison were annulled. Avengers star 51-year-old Jeremy Renner is being treated for serious injuries that he suffered while plowing snow near Reno, Nevada on Sunday. Jeremy is in critical condition, although stable. No further details were available. This is USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Since 1890, the Tournament of Roses has produced America's New Year's celebration, bringing the traditions of the Rose Parade and Rose Bowl game to Pasadena, California. Today's festivities kick off at 11 a.m. Eastern. Gunmen in armored vehicles attacked a state prison in Mexico just across the border from El Paso, Texas, early Sunday, killing 10 guards and 4 inmates. Various armored vehicles arrived at the state prison in Ciudad Juarez about 7 a.m. and opened fire at guards, the state's prosecutor's office said in a statement. What happens when a politician is dishonest during an election? Can New York Republican Congressman-elect George Santos be trusted?
His resume has been called into question, and George Santos admitted parts of his work history and schooling were falsified. Still, outgoing Republican Congressman Kevin Brady of Texas says Santos deserves an opportunity for forgiveness.
We're a country of second chances, and when people are willing to turn their life around and own up to this, then do what it takes to earn respect.
Brady on Fox News Sunday also said voters should decide whether he resigns, not the GOP. The Nassau County District Attorney announced last week an investigation into Santos, while federal prosecutors are also looking into his financial filings. In New York, I'm Jerry Barmesh.
At least four people have died and three others critically injured after two helicopters collided on Australia's Gold Coast near a SeaWorld theme park Monday afternoon. I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound?
Well, Mele Mele, America, how are you? Bill Martinez here, Cyril, in Mele Mele land, Mele Kalikimaka, and it is a happy new year all over the country on January the 2nd. Good to have you with us. I'm Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. We've got Dr. John Lott going to join us here in just a few moments. He is the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center, author of Gun Control Myths. As we go into, you know, the new year, we'll look over the shoulder just a bit to see, you know, what has happened in terms of, you know, crime prevention and what we can look forward to, especially when it would seem that, you know, we get back to that old saying of Ronald Reagan, you know, I'm here from the government, here to help you, right? And it's like, well, this, it's enough to make you nervous, because one thing, if nothing else, we should, in looking back at 2022, realize the government has done us no favors. They've cost us a lot of money. They created a lot more problems. You know, they've got us at each other's throats like never before. I don't know how your holidays went. Hopefully they were peaceful ones in your home, that you were able to talk about, you know, things that that mattered. You know, I ran into a couple of conversations I thought were quite interesting. But anyway, we got Dr. John Lott here, and let's bring Dr. Lott on. Hey, John, Happy New Year. How are you, buddy?
Oh, Happy New Year. Great to talk to you.
As always, John, as we look over our shoulder at 2022, this was quite a revelatory year where we can see where the government didn't do us a whole lot of favors, but yet Joe Biden would want us to believe that he's just doing great at every turn.
Right. Well, you know, everything, I mean, I'm an economist, but everything from the economy to issues like crime, it's pretty hard to go and just government corruption, I think.
Yes.
It's pretty hard to think of many things that went particularly well over the last couple of years, but I suppose that obviously he did better in the election than a lot of the people thought. So he's not going to have the Congress kind of putting the pressure on him for breaking, stopping what he's doing as he otherwise would have had.
Mm-hmm. Well, certainly the red wave, that didn't quite happen, but that there were indications that there was a movement in the country, but not coalesced in such a way that would make it a clear, you know, clear declaration that the policies of Joe Biden have failed. What shocks me, John, if you look at the numbers here, is that you still have about, you know, 25-30% of the country saying that Joe Biden's doing a great job. Now, I mean, the only reason that they would say that is because they benefited from this economy, because not everybody across the board has been injured the same. Some have done very well under these policies of Joe Biden, right?
Well, I mean, the government's giving out, you know, many trillions of dollars. A lot of it's going to special interest groups, that, you know, favor his election. So, you know, there are people who are clearly getting lots and lots and lots of benefits from the federal government. So I'm not surprised that there's some people out there, and some may like some of the policies that he has. But I think on net, I mean, you just look at, you know, the first 6 months of last year, we actually had negative growth. That's what most people, most economists would have described as a recession. And, you know, it's weak over the whole year as a whole. And we had 40-year high inflation. You know, it's kind of hard, at least in broad terms. The country as a whole was generally getting poorer.
Well, whether or not, you know, economists and those that, I guess, are responsible, in a sense, for reporting on things like a recession, whether or not they want to declare it, I mean, they're pretty much protecting Joe Biden the same way they protected Barack Obama, as you'll recall. They're very reticent to, you know, call things as they are. I mean, this is the problem. You know, the idea of fairness and justice has been overwhelmed by bias and by corruption at every turn, as you suggested earlier. But the fact of the matter is, the people cannot, you know, they cannot deny their lying eyes or their lying wallets that tell them that whether or not you want to call it a recession, all I know is there's serious pain here in River City. I mean, this is probably one of the most costliest holiday seasons that we've experienced in, you know, probably 40, 50 years, John, is it not?
Yeah. Look, I mean, the media bias has just been overwhelming. You take something like what just came out a couple weeks ago with regard to the Centers for Disease Control and how they remove information on defensive gun uses from their website because of the fact that you had gun control groups essentially telling the CDC what they should put up on their website because they were upset that some information on the rate of defensive gun uses was being used, they felt, to make it more difficult for them to go and pass the types of gun control that they wanted to have. You know, that's not, shouldn't be a consideration. Either the information's right or wrong. The Centers for Disease Control have been citing a report from the National Academy of Sciences for the numbers that they had had, and they'd already watered them down some because of, I think, their already existing political biases. But you look outside of a few places like Fox and Real Clear Politics and stuff, you will not see any media discussion on that, on those Freedom of Information Act requests with the emails and stuff that they had gotten. Which is pretty shocking. I mean, you previously had the Centers for Disease Control giving in to pressure from the National Education Association, the teachers, largest teachers union in the country, to go and change its advice on masking and students being in school because of pressure from the teachers union when their science clearly showed that students were being harmed by not being in school, and students were being harmed, particularly very young children, from wearing masks, and that it produced no benefit. And yet, you know, here you had something similar happen again with them putting politics before science. And the vast majority of the media just completely refused to cover it.
John, what is the remedy on this? I mean, because the damage that has been done by the CDC, and we were having this discussion just the other day amongst a group of responsible individuals who were just asking questions saying, well, what next? What happens to the next generation? Because as we know, science, you know, they hand off the baton to the next generation with the information and the science and the data supposedly that was generated previously so that the next generation would make smarter decisions. And it would seem that that pool of information is compromised and corrupt.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's all sorts of problems. I mean, you and I have talked before about data problems.
I'll tell you what, we've got to go to break. We've got more from Dr. John Lott after this.
This winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it. You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. There are bearded men all over the world, but there's a distinction between many of those bearded men and the ones participating in the Tide Ministry's Year Beard Challenge. That distinction is in the heart. Christian men putting down their razors and growing a noteworthy beard is an excellent way to start a conversation, opening the door to share about your own faith in Christ as well as what the Tide Ministry is doing around the world. Our goal is to see many more hearts changed through an encounter with Jesus, and the sponsorship raised by the Tide Yearbeard Men makes it possible for more people to have their hearts transformed as they hear about Jesus in their own language. To learn how you or someone you know can use their beard to make an eternal impact by helping to share the good news of Christ with people in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Hey, welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, known to be fresh and independent. Here we are, Bill Martinez, along with Dr. John Lott. He is with crimeresearch.org, the president founder, and here talking about, you know, not only crime prevention, but, you know, the reality of what our government has done to us. And, John, what's so frustrating, they've done it at our expense, and they continue to ignore the Constitution, which defines the rule of play at every turn. But at every turn, the ruling elite, the deep state, call it for what it is, definitely exists, regardless of what Jerry Nadler would want to insist that it doesn't. Obviously, you know, the ruse in his own mind continues, and he wants his constituents to believe such. But he's not making the headlines that he made before, thank God, because people more and more are realizing that, the likes of Jerry Nadler and other are lacking credibility. And this is, I think, what has become quite glaringly clear for all of us, and that is that the institutions of our government, all the three-letter agencies, are so biased and corrupt that, unless we the people can take a stand and force them to, comport with the Constitution, it's absolute madness. I mean, look at what happened with this omnibus bill that you tweeted about. I mean, the violations just alone on the Second Amendment that that they've been able, and I say they, the legislators, the people who are supposed to represent we the people in honoring the Constitution, what they've done there with this $1.7 trillion omnibus spending bill.
Right. I mean, they've used it to advance all sorts of gun control issues that are there, which are, it's very disappointing. I mean, you kind of hope Republican senators and representatives that voted for, particularly in the Senate there, wouldn't have done what they did. But they wanted to get something through quickly before the Republicans took over the House. And it's pretty much mind-boggling. A huge increase in budgets for the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. The money that they're putting aside to go and build on the gun registry that Biden has put together. I mean, it's by the beginning of last year, Biden had, the Biden administration had collected something like $866 million firearms transactions where they could go to a computer and put in somebody's name in theory and go and find out many of the purchases, not all, but many of the purchases that somebody may have made for firearms over the last couple of decades.
Right. Well, and you think about that, John, $866 million. There's only 340 million,350 million people in the country, all included. I mean, that's a lot of database right there.
Yeah, sure. Well, I mean, they don't have everything, but they surely had a lot of transactions. And they have a pretty good idea whether or not somebody had a gun or not. And the thing is, the administration was putting pressure on FedEx and UPS to find out whether people had guns shipped. They put pressure on credit card companies to go and record not necessarily the gun, the particular gun that you were doing, but whether or not you bought a gun or not, to try to fill in whatever gaps that they had in terms of the registry that they had. Mm-hmm. So, now they have even more money to go and spend on doing that, which is very disappointing that you'd have any Republicans that would vote for it now. That there are a range of other types of things, like they have funding that they can go and use for these red flag laws,
yes. Mm-hmm.
Which is very disappointing. So, to pressure states by saying, look, you'll only get this large amount of money that we have in this pot if you agree to enact red flag laws.
And the red flag laws, John, help people understand. I mean, they're starting to hear, but I don't think they quite understand the danger of the red flag laws and what that does in terms of trampling on our Second Amendment constitutional right.
Yeah. Look, when they do surveys, they'll say, look, two-thirds of the people support these red flag laws. And the way the question's asked is, do you support a judge being able to temporarily take away a person's guns if they're a danger to themselves or others? Well, actually, all the states already have such a law.
Right.
And what they want to do, though, is these survey questions can be very misleading. What they want to do is make it, when they say, do you think a judge can temporarily take away a person's guns who's a danger to themselves or others? It makes it sound like there's an actual hearing that occurs, to determine whether or not somebody is a danger to themselves or others. And that's not what happened. That's what happens under the previous law, current law that they have. Mm-hmm. But the red flag laws make it so that all the judge sees is a piece of paper with a written complaint. There's no cross-examination of witnesses. There's no hearing that actually occurs when the gun's first taken away. And when you talk about things, the person being a danger to themselves or others, not only do you, most people think that there's a hearing, but they think that there may be mental health care experts involved in the process, and that's not true. In the current involuntary commitment type things, there's a hearing. If you can't afford a lawyer, one's provided for you. You can cross-examine witnesses. A person is evaluated by mental health care experts, and they're actually involved in the hearings to determine whether the person is a danger to themselves or others. When you go and you tell people about the fact that there is no hearing and there are no mental health care experts, it goes from 2-to-1 support to 2-to-1, almost 2-to-1 opposition.
Exactly.
It's very concerning. But look, you know, there's something you brought up earlier in terms of people being well informed. You know, here now we're in a situation where it's been coming out from Twitter how the FBI and the other government agencies have been essentially telling Twitter whose accounts they should remove, whose posts that they should censor. Literally, many hundreds of people. Just basically conservatives have had their accounts flagged by different government agencies that the government has viewed its role as determining whether or not there's proper information out there or not, whether or not it essentially agrees with the information that's being put out. And, you know, that's the government under the First Amendment shouldn't have that type of power, but not only do we have the places like the FBI politically biased in terms of their own data that they put out, and you and I have talked about things like their active shooting reports, how they missed literally well over 100 cases where somebody legally carrying a gun has stopped what they define as an active shooting case. It's really... really concerning because I don't know how with the media bias out there. And the media hasn't been, the vast majority of the media hasn't been in criticizing or even talking about or even reporting on how the government has used social media to censor information. So a lot of people won't know.
Mm. Well, and this is a continuation of, you know, really what happened a couple of decades ago with the Tea Party. Tea Party patriots, Tea Party associated conservative groups with the Obama administration targeting them, you know, utilizing the IRS and Lois Lerner. What has happened is that was never cleaned up. It was, you know, it's just basically they got away with it then. And now under Joe Biden, he figures, well, why stop here? I mean, the effort to continue to squelch conservative viewpoints, you know, continues. And at what risk, John? I mean, they continue, whether we're talking COVID, common sense, everyday issues that happen on the streets of America, the deep state, this government continues to put everyday citizens in peril. And we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about what's happening, particularly in Europe, and their clear understanding with immigration and how that's impacting crime. More from Dr. John Lott. Stay with us.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that make
may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA News Update. Since 1890, the Tournament of Roses has produced America's New Year's celebration, bringing the traditions of the Rose Parade and Rose Bowl game together in Pasadena, California. Today's festivities kick off at 11 a.m. Eastern. As China is blowing up with record number COVID infections, the communist country is allowing their people to travel the world. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo warned America Sunday Chinese President Xi Jinping could rapidly spread COVID-19 again across the globe. Robert Charles, former naval intel officer on Fox, agrees.
It's not practical to simply say, look, show us a test, because even if the test shows negative, we know that maybe a quarter of the tests that show up negative are actually positive.
Luis Inácio Lula da Silva was inaugurated on Sunday, capping a return to Brazil's presidency 12 years after leaving office. Lance Pry, USA News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Dr. John Lott from the Crime Prevention Research Center continues with us. John, in reviewing, you know, so many of these items, 4,155 pages, the $1.7 trillion spending bill. We know, I mean, but there ought to be a law, first of all, that says that you cannot vote on something you don't know what you're voting on. There is no way you're going to tell me that every one of the senators and House of Representatives read this monstrosity of a bill.
It's worse. It's worse than that. The bill wasn't even completely written when they voted.
Unbelievable.
Staff was still putting it together when they passed it.
So Nancy Pelosi's vision of you got to pass it before you find out what's in it once again continues, and it's dumped on we the people.
Yeah, no, I mean, it was really outrageous. They had to go back and do some extra vote or something after it was finally written. But I think it was more of a voice vote at that point than requiring that everybody had to be there in order to pass it. But, I don't know if I've ever heard of such a situation where they voted on the bill. I mean, it's been bad, as you say, many times. They've dropped it like a day or less before they vote on, you know, this thousands of pages bill. There's no way somebody can read through all the legalese. You know, and anybody who's read these bills know that it's not a simple thing to read because they'll go and reference some other bill and you'll have to go. It just takes a lot of time to figure out what is being said there. But this is one case where they literally, my understanding, had not written the bill before it was voted on.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Yeah, this is crazy. I mean, and you've got 18 Republican senators who voted for this $1.7 trillion omnibus extravaganza, which basically neutralizes the midterm vote, in a sense, because it took away a year of influence, essentially, of the people's desires and who they voted into office. Because now the Republicans, I mean, they're going to have to live with this anchor, this albatross that was delivered to them, you know, in particular by 18 Republican senators, for example, right?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's the Democrats basically got us craft the budget for 3 years, even though they only controlled both the House and the Senate for two of them.
Yes, exactly. And what does that do? I mean, the Republicans, you know, they're neutered for this first year. And then, of course, you know, they're already starting to fundraise because every two, I mean, you've got the constant cycle going on. And they're going to beg us for more money. And for what purpose? I mean, here they have a chance to do something about it. And they fold like a $2 chair. And it leads us to believe that, you know, the Republican Party and Democratic Party, you know, they're one and the same.
Well, it's surely disappointing. I don't know what more to say about it, but it's not something that we were hoping for.
So. Right, without a doubt. Look, let's talk January 6th here. I know I mentioned we're going to talk about immigration. We will in just a moment. There's a report that, you know, Ray Epps admitted that he orchestrated the January 6th events, and this is by his own tweet, which is amazing because on the afternoon of January 6th, Ray Epps texted his nephew about the events at the Capitol. He says, "I was in the front with a few others. I also orchestrated it." It meaning the January 6th riot, if you want to call it that. I hesitate, and it galls me when people talk about an insurrection. You know, whether it's, you know, Liz Cheney or, you know, Adam Kinzinger, who want to continue to insist that it was, you know, some full-blown riot. You know, this thing has just been over-justified, and we're seeing, you know, from some of the details that are coming out of the committee now, is that how, you know, Nancy Pelosi, again, just like they orchestrated what happened with the FBI and social media, you got the Democrats and the political process orchestrating the narrative of what happened in January 6th. And no big surprise here. I think we all suspected such. But again, the mainstream media and others that we would hope would help us get down to the truth, the whole truth and nothing but, you know, they don't care.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I'm not an expert on this area, but the... But apparently there was a transcript released finally, you know, during the between the holidays now, which indicates that Epps in the transcript in the question to Congress admitted that he was involved in the process there. And, you know, you have him on videotape. Going in the night before saying, you know, we have to go into the Capitol. You have him on video on January 6th talking to someone who then goes and immediately starts to remove the barriers around the Capitol. You know, it's on the evening of the 5th when he's talking to when he's talking to the people there and saying, you know, he wants people to go into the Capitol, people start calling him a Fed.
Right, exactly.
He was, and, you know, it's, but the media just doesn't seem to, the general media, I'm not saying everybody, but the vast majority of them don't seem to be interested in these types of facts. Look, I would have thought at one point if you go and show that the federal government has put out clearly erroneous data on things like their active shooting report, you would think that the media would kind of lap that up. You know, you have the government putting out false information. Media watchdogs across the media, you know, 20 years ago or something, they would have really run with the story.
Exactly.
Instead, you know, so like... You know, it's not like the media needs to believe me, but I went to the Associated Press and to the contact of the Washington Post. The Washington Post didn't even talk to me about it. The Associated Press writer got the information where I say, look, they say over 8 years, there were 11 of these 252 active shooting attacks that were stopped by civilians legally carrying concealed handguns. I think, and I have the list of cases here, of there are 360 active shooting reports. Of those, 124 or 34% were stopped by civilians carrying legally concealed handguns. You know, the Associated Press reporter, you know, they didn't care whether or not they're there. Again, I gave each news article, because that's the way the FBI collected the data, not like police departments around the country report that. So they paid millions of dollars to essentially a group of gun control advocates to go and put together their list for them. And I provided the Associated Press with not only the list of stories, but the links to them so that they could check them themselves. And they just, they had no interest.
Amazing. Yeah, yeah. This all feeds into that narrative that you wrote about, the crazy right-wing shooter myth that continues to prevail. And, it, you know, and here you've got the people. I mean, the reason that we have the First Amendment right and freedom of the press, you know, they're abandoning their reason to exist here, John. And the injury that it's doing to the American people is profound.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing on this right-wing shooter myth. The New York Times keeps on citing people like the Buffalo mass murderer from last year as Exhibit A for right-wing people doing mass public shooting. The thing is, if you actually read the guy's manifesto, he describes himself as an eco-fascist.
Right.
He describes himself as a socialist. The reason why he hated minorities was because they had too many kids. And we're damaging the environment. You know, but the media, anytime somebody's a racist, even if they're racist many times for environmentalist views, wants to classify themselves as conservative.
Exactly. Got to go to break. More from Dr. John Lott. Stay with us.
Every one of us invests in what matters to us, yes? From subscriptions to Netflix or iTunes to a protein shake or new shoes, they bring a sense of joy and value to our lives. It's also important that we have a country to save and the next generation to protect. Bill Martinez Live has been increasingly targeted for canceling by a culture that doesn't want to hear the truth. Advertisers who have traditionally supported the show have been compelled to not advertise. As a result, we're turning to you, our faithful audience. Would you partner with Bill Martinez Live this coming year? While the culture and ruling elites are dumbing us down, it's the mission of Bill Martinez Live to provoke and challenge all of us to think, live, and be more intelligent. In turn, that arms us with the ability to easily engage others in intelligent, reasoned debate. Your one-time gift of $100 underwrites a half hour of BML Live. A $200 gift, an hour. 24 hours of BML Live would be a $2,400 gift. Perhaps you'll join with Bill every month and opt in at $100 per month. What's your best gift in helping Bill influence the next generation with logic, reason, and a love for our country? Your gift of any size matters. Visit BillMartinezShow.com to gift. And thank you. BillMartinezShow.com.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ.
They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door is Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Well, Joe Biden and the Democrats said that they were going to come after your guns, and coming after our guns they are, and they are relentless to that end. And meanwhile, it pays no attention. I mean, here is a party that insisted that we must consider the science, more than consider it, that science should lead the way. But this is a rather capricious approach, to say the least. I say capricious in as much as that they're not consistent with it, because if they were to follow the science, they would realize just how smart our founding fathers were in making sure that the Second Amendment was part of our Bill of Rights. Right, John?
I mean, the Biden administration has done real damage to people's ability to go and own guns. I mean, one of the things that they've been doing is essentially putting many thousands of gun dealers out of business for any type of trivial paperwork mistake, no matter how inconsequential. They'll look at maybe 15 years of all the records that the dealer has, and if they find one typo, no matter how inconsequential they're. They're taking away their license and putting them out of business. Biden keeps talking about rogue gun dealers who are selling guns to criminals out of the back of their store. That's not what a typo in the paperwork means there. If I were to look at any company's records over 15 years, you're telling me I'm not going to find one typo someplace in all their paperwork that they have?
Just look at the government. Just look at the government itself, John.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
And maybe we should use that rule to put government agencies out of business. Mm-hmm. But it's just, and Biden many times now has called for a complete ban on all semi-automatic handguns and all semi-automatic guns. I mean, 85% or so of the guns that are sold in the United States are semi-automatic guns. He says it's unconscionable that anybody would want to even own such a gun. He ignores that they have real self-defense benefits. If you want to ban all semi-automatic rifles, what's the alternative? A manually loaded rifle where you have to physically put another bullet in the chamber yourself after you fire a round? Well, that takes time.
Yeah.
And if somebody has to fire multiple shots because they're facing more than one criminal, or they fire and miss, or they fire and wound but don't incapacitate the attacker, they may not have the luxury of time of being able to go and fire a second round with a manually loaded gun.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's the reason why the vast majority of people own semi-automatic guns. And so, you know, it's just something that they don't even discuss at all. They don't even mention.
The playing field at that point is slanted toward, toward the criminal. The advantage is to the criminal. And with any law, you want to protect the citizen. So it doesn't make sense that you would make it more difficult and put the citizen in danger just by that, you know, simple example, John.
Right. No. But President Biden won't criticize the district attorneys around the country who are refusing to prosecute violent criminals. He refuses to criticize bail reform that's been going on around the country that's let out dangerous criminals who have continued to commit crimes around the country. He refuses to criticize liberal judges who in many urban areas have released half and some cases even two-thirds of the inmates from local jails that are there. He's been putting on the courts kind of a record number of very left-wing federal judges around the country for the district courts and the circuit courts. Democrats are going to overwhelmingly control those courts by the end of his 4 years in office that are there. You know, so you may have people talk about the Supreme Court, but the Supreme Court only hears about 60, maybe 70 cases a year. You have 96,000 or so cases which are decided by the circuit courts around the country. You know, for all practical purposes, these circuit courts, which the Democrats are controlling and will get even more complete control over, you know, are for all effective purposes, the Supreme Court, because they're the ones that make the final decisions in Britain, mm-hmm. almost all these cases.
Well, John, let's go back and talk a little bit about these gun owners because of a typo. You know, their license are taken away. You know, the very thing that Joe Biden is saying and talking about backdoor sales and acts like that. When you take out, legally authorized gun owners, you take them off the market, then...
Right.
Right. Then what's the next result? The result is the very thing that Joe Biden is saying that he's trying to avoid. How does that make sense?
I mean, he wants to make it so people can't own guns. And so if you put thousands of gun dealers out of business there for any type of paperwork mistake, no matter how trivial, he's in part accomplishing his goal. He makes it more costly, more difficult for people to be able to go and buy guns for protection. But, you know, there's so many problems with the current system. The background check system that he wants to go and expand. Mm-hmm. You know, he talks about the 3.8 million dangerous prohibited people that have been stopped from buying guns because of background checks. That's simply false. What he should say is there have been about 3.8 million initial denials. And something like 99% of those are actual mistakes, law-abiding citizens mm-hmm. who should have been able to go and buy guns.
Were those typos by the government?
Well, I mean, it's kind of purposely things.
Yeah,
what they
right.
do is they go and look at roughly phonetically similar names and similar birthdays. And the problem is that it's a couple groups in particular that are most discriminated against. You have black males and Hispanic males. People tend to have names similar to others in their groups. So you mm-hmm. have Hispanics tend to have names similar to others. Hispanics, blacks tend to have names similar to other blacks. And you have a system here where if you're looking at roughly phonetically similar names and similar birthdays, about 34% of black males have felony records. Whose names are their names most likely to be confused with? Other black males, the same.
Right.
Hispanics, about 18% of Hispanic males have felony backgrounds. Whose names are their names most likely to be confused with? Other law-abiding, good Hispanic males want to go and buy a gun to protect themselves and their families. And there's no reason these mistakes should be occurring. If private companies, when they do background checks on employees, had an error rate that was 100, the error rate of the federal government, they'd be sued out of existence under federal law. But Democrats will fight you tooth and nail against applying the same standards for making sure you don't have mistakes when private companies do background checks to apply that to the federal government.
No, exactly, because look at the federal government is on a different agenda than the rest. It has nothing to do about the safety of the American citizen and upholding the Constitution. I mean, that's clear, John. I think that's inarguable based on what they continue to do. We got about 2.5 minutes left, and I wanted to touch on this very, very briefly. And you had recommended someone else to come on the show and address this topic as well. You cite her as an expert, but you did mention this, and that is that why aren't stalked women ever told to get a gun for self-defense?
No, it's pretty amazing. You have about 76% of women who have been killed by an intimate partner were killed by people who were stalking them to begin with. But what's the advice that women get? You go online, you look at these different groups. They tell women, change your job, change your name, move in with a friend or a relative. When you ever go shopping, make sure that you have a friend or relative that goes with you when you're shopping. When you do drive to work, take a different route, leave at different times of day to either go to work or return home. They essentially want women to completely uproot and change their lives. You'll have some advice out there that they should go and learn martial arts. Mm. But the problem is that when you're dealing with men who tend to be much larger and much stronger than women, martial arts are fairly limited in terms of their ability for women to be able to go and protect themselves.
And how long is it going to take you to be effective as a martial art individual? I mean, this isn't something you're going to do in a 12-week class, and all of a sudden be able to defend yourself against somebody. Right. Go ahead.
Exactly. But, the one thing that's like completely left out of the advice is for women to go and get a gun. A gun is you're almost always talking about a male attacking a woman when you're talking about violent crime against women. And there's a large strength difference that exists there. And having a gun is by far the safest course of action for women to be able to go and take. But it's completely ignored in terms of the types of advice that they're given. And it has real safety things. And even when women can get it, if you're talking about a concealed handgun permit, it can take 2 months or more once you apply to go and get it approved.
Exactly.
2 months. Maybe, 2 months too long in terms of a woman's ability to go and protect herself and her kids.
Exactly. And keep this in mind that murder rates decline when people carry concealed handguns. We got to leave it there. Our thanks to Dr. John Lott, the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.